T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, you good?
I'm good.
Text line says, hi from Ann Arbor. They took you off in Detroit, but I found you. So there you go. Hey, look, in this day and age,
you can find
it ain't all necessary. Right? Those big towers in the sky ain't so necessary. We got you.
Maybe this was part of our plan all along.
You never know.
You never know.
Did you sign a contract?
No.
I didn't either.
But.
Well, here we are.
We're still here.
Yep.
The key worked today. And I will say that the person who I'm now up to like 95, maybe even 99% certain, is our immediate boss.
Yeah.
He seemed happy to see me today.
Okay,
because I've been kind of doing the like, I'm afraid he's going to, you know, hey, can you come into my office? You know, let's talk. So I've been kind of avoiding him, which is sort of my thing. And today I just happened to open the door and there he was and he asked how my weekend was. So I feel like everything's good. They've been talking to us. So I know it's been separately, but they have been talking to us. So hopefully we get something figured out.
Glad to hear you, boys. KC here. Will checking in. Saul from Vegas. Snowcone, you're not dead, so I can pour myself a little bit of this?
I'm still here.
Yeah, it's been...
You know what? I'm going to wait a little bit longer and do the...
It's been 15 minutes.
I'm going to do the maker mark first. Like, I can...
Would you care to partake in anything else?
No.
Can I offer you anything else?
No, I know what you have, and I'm not doing it.
Well wait a second. It wasn't my idea. I just... You know, someone suggested...
I'm not doing mushrooms with you.
Well, I wasn't even...
I mean, not right now.
...necessarily to do them myself.
That seems like horrible idea.
I kind of was hoping you might want
to
do them
this
and I could watch.
This is not going to come down to me trying.
Wait a second.
No,
let's have him do it, too.
I'm not... No.
That is a good idea because I'd like to see if they're safe
it's
and what they
Monday.
Do. I'm scared of that.
Monday.
I'm scared of mushrooms, though. I don't really do a lot of psychedelics, so maybe you could try it.
It's been many years since I have.
Okay, but you're a fish follower. You
I know. I've done them plenty of times, but it's been a while and it's a Monday.
There's no way. A little cap.
Guys who follow fish care if it's Monday. They don't even know if it's Monday.
Right, exactly.
It's been years, boys.
Right, but you don't forget something like that. You know,
I'm
as soon as you forget something like that,
you'll know as soon as you kicked in. There's that old feeling. And the next thing you know, you're listening to Sample in a Jar.
Sure.
You know, the extended version, the jam version.
Every time we bring it up, we always bring up the same songs. So we don't know any. Bounce around the room.
The Wolfman's brother. Sample in a Jar.
Right. We're about done.
Billy Breeds.
Billy Breeds was
See,
yeah.
That's where I get lost.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God, you're a fish fan. Yeah, it was. That was the only good song on that album, in my opinion. That wasn't a great album.
I'm much more of a Widespread Panic fan.
You like that album?
Okay.
Oh, sure. Sipping on a Tall Boy.
All right. Hypothetical. Here's the hypothetical.
Hmm.
You're gonna be...
I told you my story about Widespread Panic when I worked in radio in Florida. They did a show for us.
Yeah, they're from Georgia, right?
And we came. The guy that I was working with at the time, I was new into radio, and he had been doing it for a while. And he walked in, and they were super rude. Like, really, really, like, we went to talk to him, like, oh, you guys radio guys? And I'll never forget, my buddy looked at me and goes, why are you guys acting like dicks? You're not Bush. Which I thought was so great. Like,
Bush.
You couldn't have been a bigger insult. And by the way, Bush was giant then.
Right.
But you know that you knew, and the way he said, he could have said anybody, but he hit him with Bush because you knew those guys would not like Bush, right?
No, of course not. Right.
It was so good. And they just looked at him and he goes, yeah. You're not Bush.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's the hypothetical. Someone's going to pay you $1 million, so you got to take it, right? You're going to take one of these options. But here's the deal. In order to get the $1 million, you have to eat this bag of mushrooms.
Oh, God.
And be locked
in the whole bag?
You have to eat a bag of mushrooms, and you're going to be locked in a closet, okay, for 12 hours, all right? So that's already part of it. Eat the bag
of
mushrooms.
In a closet?
Where I'm going to lock you in a dark closet for 12 hours, and then here's where you get some decisions, okay? You can either listen to the first... 3 Blues Traveler albums on repeat.
There's 3?
I'm sure there's 10.
There's 3?
There's probably 3 before they even had one that you
heard
of.
I had no idea there was 3.
You can listen to the first 3 Fish albums on repeat. Ooh. Or...
White Tape, Long
I already
Boy.
Know that he
I
likes
feel like the
Panic.
Fish albums are my go-to now because they're going to be like 3 albums going to be 12 hours long. I wouldn't have to repeat a song, I think.
Well, they're live.
Right? Like,
really
are they like
long,
double
but...
live albums and
the first
13-minute version?
Blonde Boy Junta. Those are, no, they're not that long.
So okay. I should have said studio albums, no live albums. That would have made it worse, I guess. But okay. the songs would be shorter that way. Okay, so you get the first three Blues Traveler albums, and it just goes on repeat till your 12 hours is up. The first three Fish albums goes on repeat. And since you've already told me that you like Widespread Panic, I'm going to go with the Jerry Garcia Band.
Not even the Grateful Dead?
Let's pretend like the Jerry Garcia Band has three albums. I don't know if he did or not, but which is it? If it's just the one, you got to listen to it on repeat. Which one is it? You're eating a bag of mushrooms, you're locked in
the
closet.
It's not the Grateful, because I'll take the Grateful Dead.
No Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia Band.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I knew you would take the Grateful Dead. I know that about you. I know you well. I'm not saying that you're a fan, but I know you well enough to
I don't
know
hate them as much as I hate everything else. And if I'm on mushrooms, I feel like the Grateful Dead would help me have a better trip.
Yeah. I should just get
like
rid of
I could lay down and listen to lyrics and like be like, oh, don't freak out.
Yeah.
Jerry's here.
And you're familiar with the lyrics.
Right, you see
stuff?
What I'm saying?
Yeah. You already know
I'm
going
to go with Jerry Garcia anyways, because I don't know any of the Jerry Garcia Band songs, but I feel like it's the same thing.
You know his voice.
I could be like, okay, let me lay down. He's going to take care
of this.
Got
a soothing voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't pick Blues Traveler.
No.
Because that's a lot of harmonica in those first albums, and you're going to be hearing
it
loud.
And then if it's, I don't know when that up, down, turn around, the hook that keeps you coming or whatever.
Oh, you're not even going to get there.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So if in the 12 hours, I may be listening to it, like, when is this song coming?
It's
it may
not.
Never come, which would freak me out. I'd be like, well, this isn't, is this Blues Traveler?
You're not going to recognize
any
of it.
What the hell is happening? Like, no.
Right. It's not going to be anything you recognize.
It would be the worst.
I think I would go with Fish, just because I have to admit, I did buy those albums when I was a kid. So, and I'm familiar with them. So I think I'd have to go with Fish. I made Fish an option, right? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, first
and
three.
Snowcone, we know you're going with Fish. If I replaced Fish with String Cheese Incident, you don't get Fish as an option. Then who is it? Jerry Garcia Band, String Cheese Incident, or Blues Traveler? A whole bag of mushrooms. I don't
probably
know.
Probably String Cheese.
Do you know, are you familiar with them at all?
Yeah, I've seen them live.
That is just a name that I've seen on every lineup for every jam band tour.
I'm not very familiar, but I've seen them live probably a handful of times.
I don't know what they look like. I don't know if they're in their
90s,
if they're in their 40s.
Yeah, I could probably name 5 to 10 songs.
You could name 5 to 10 songs from the String Cheese Incident?
Yeah, I don't. I know the manager.
I believe you.
Texas, Jellyfish.
I know the manager, and he said none of them get along. They all have problems. So every year they have a summit where all the band members get together, and I probably take mushrooms and try to reconcile their differences over the last 12 months. And I'm like, do you go to that? He's like, yeah. I'm like,
oh, man.
He said that every member of the band has their own manager because that's how much they don't get along.
Wow.
So then the managers have to go too, and then they all do drugs and try to...
Yeah.
Come up with a deal for the next year. I'm like, what is the... Like, if I was the manager, I'd just be like, play a show.
Right, just go. You don't have to
talk to
them.
No one listens to your music. They just get high. Like, why are we arguing? Like, just go out and diddle around on that guitar, and 7,000 people are going to show. Like, we don't have a lot to argue about, boys.
Well, Snowcone knows 10 of their songs, so maybe somebody does.
10's a stretch, man.
All right, Lazo, if I added to that mix...
It's not like trying to get Keith and Mick... Or John and Paul to figure it out.
Right.
Who gets the writing credit? It's like, you're the String Cheese Incident. No one even knows if that could be a movie.
Right, exactly. The only people that know
literally
be just high-ons.
A movie, right?
Yep, or something. Oh, it's a funny story from when my toddler, the String Cheese Incident, he made a mess.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll give you one more option I'm going to throw in there.
Children's book,
Yeah.
It's the Eagles, but it's not really the Eagles. It's just Hotel California on a loop the whole time you're in there.
No.
You know it. At least
not for 12 hours.
I think for 12 hours, though, that one song,
if you said the Eagles,
that
would
drive
you
crazy.
Though.
I think that's actual torture. And I think hearing Hotel California.
I would take the Eagles, sure.
Really?
I don't know how many times the math works out that you'd hear the song in those 12 hours, but I think you'd lose your mind in that short amount of time.
Yeah.
But I would do the Eagles. It was just the Eagles.
I don't know.
Look, I don't like the Eagles, but I mean, of all the bands
I can't.
Of all the bands you offered,
I think so.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't argue with you. It's weird because I see a band.
I'd probably go Eagles.
I know. And I really, really hate the Eagles.
But think about it.
But maybe it's because I actually hear the Eagles. Sometimes you're forced to hear it. You know, you walk into a restaurant or it's on the radio or whatever. And these other bands, like I said, I don't really know. Fish,
who cares? What are we doing today? Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, what were
you
we going to do?
You ate the mushrooms, didn't you?
I didn't eat the mushrooms, but I really like this idea.
It sounds like you did.
If I had $1 million, I'll tell you what. This is the kind of rich person I would be. If I was a billionaire, instead of flying rockets to space, I'd be doing these hypotheticals all day and actually having people do them.
Just grab somebody on the internet and
Netflix
be like, this is what we got for you.
That's a good idea.
We're going to go to Denver where mushrooms are legal.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're going to eat these. I'm going to lock you in a closet. You have to pick which band you're going to listen to.
Yeah, that's it. And
And then when you get out, tell me how it was.
Tell me how it was. Call me. I'll be on my jet. Right.
We got a camera in there, too, because me and my buddies are going to watch. I'm flying to the Dodgers game, but we're going to watch you.
What, who's right. this? Right. Oh, right. The mushroom right. people. Yeah, yeah. So you're okay? Good. Glad to hear it. Check's in the mail.
The Church of Laszlo.